You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Porpoise Pod with your hosts, Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solano.
What did you, make though? There's a lot of, with Fangs in fold, there's a lot of, defensive guys out there. There's a lot of fodder out there as far as like, there was a Pro Football Focus came out. They tied the Dolphins to Jalen Ramsey. Jordan Poyer is out here like, Bills captain, safety. He is like actively out here flirting with the Dolphins. He was saying he was going to party this weekend at Tua's birthday with Mike McDaniel. Do any of these things tickle your fancy?
They all tickle my fancy. Every single one of them. Like Jalen Ramsey, are you kidding me? You compare Xavier Howard and Jalen Ramsey. I mean, I don't care how much of a step back Xavier Howard took last year. You're telling me you can have X Jalen Ramsey and then some of the young guys this year that really stood out. Like, let's go. But I don't know, like, all the cap machinations, how you can make it work. My only thing is, Tobin, like, do we feel like there's a window opening right now for a legitimate Super Bowl run? Like, that's the question, right? Do you sacrifice potential flexibility moving forward to go all in for this season that's coming up and go out and get a Jalen Ramsey and maybe not pay some of your other guys? Or do you kind of keep trying to bring in young guys at a lower price and keep building for the future? And I'm not saying 10 years from now, but you know what I mean? Like 3-4 years down the road with Mike McDaniel, like where do you think the Dolphins feel like they are? Because, man, there's windows.
I definitely think it's time to take a swing at things. Like, first of all, they took big swings last year with getting Armstead and certainly trading Tyreek Hill. You got enough of a leap from your quarterback to think, okay, we can do this. And especially if you look at the AFC, like, I don't know. I feel like people made it out to be something very daunting last year. And, you know, I think it's definitely a conference that's filled with a lot of young talent at quarterback, too, included. But between Mahomes and Burrow and Trevor Lawrence, you know, coming around the way that he did. And, you know, even that bum Justin Herbert seeming like he got into the playoffs, even though he did have one of the biggest collapses in football history. And you know, Josh Allen is getting, you know, yelled at by his star receiver, but whatevs. Throw them in there too. And then Deshaun Watson, I suppose we could see what he's going to be like, but I still don't trust, you know, that he's going to be all the way back with, you know, so little football over all these years.
I also just don't trust the Browns, period. Like, right. they always find a way to kind of shoot themselves in the foot. I mean, you didn't mention Lamar Jackson, though. Like, I don't know
where he's going to be.
Right. I know his future's up in the air, but let's just say he ends up back with Baltimore. I mean, that's still somebody else in your way. And, bro, the Jets, I hate doing this because I hate the Jets so much. The Jets are going to get somebody, Tobin. Like, they are. I don't know who it's going to be. Maybe? No, come on.
Did you see there was rumors this week about bringing back Geno Smith? And and I even saw one about poaching Daniel Jones.
Oh, my God.
So maybe. Geno Smith was good this year, but, you know, there's something weird about going and bringing back your own bust. It's very strange.
Very, very. He's not having that season that he had in Seattle with the Jets. No. He's just not. That would be so unbelievable. If the Jets right now, they're shooting for Aaron Rodgers. Derek Carr is interviewing. He's going in for a meeting, and they end up with Geno Smith. I mean, you want to talk about the most Jets thing ever? That'd be unbelievable.
Yeah, it would be like the Dolphins move this year. Maybe if he was a little younger, being like, hey, Chad Henne, what do y'all think? Like, huh? No. We were there. Well, we did that already. No. And it's even be like crazier because it'd be like Pat White. I mean, like just somebody right. who's just so on the blip of your history, but you just know him for that one incident. Come on back.
It's bringing. I know Ryan Tannehill had more success in Miami than Geno Smith. Like Ryan Tannehill's a much better quarterback, but I'm saying if this year the Dolphins said, you know what, the Tua thing not working, we're going to bring back Ryan Tannehill for one more season. And everybody would be like, what? What are you talking about? You're bringing back Ryan Tannehill. No way.
But to answer your question with the Dolphins, if we're going all in, yeah, I do think there's an element to that because, you know, there's so much debate over this Tua option that's out there. And, you know, quite frankly, like, that's when you pounce. You pounce before you have to pay your quarterback, and you make all the moves you can before you have to pay Tua. And I absolutely think the Dolphins should do everything in their power to keep beefing up. Like, they don't have any first-round picks this year. Part of that is because they got caught tampering, trying to woo Tom Brady again. But they have no picks this year in the first round. They'll have a second-round pick. But, you know, I definitely think that if you think you can get even given up one of those second-round picks to go get another certified star like a Jalen Ramsey or whomever, I definitely think you should put your chips to the table. If it's out there that they could go and get a Dalvin Cook or some stud in the backfield, that, yeah, I'm all for it. Absolutely. Because you only have so many years left before all things being positive. Let's just say Tua is healthy before you got to pay him $40 million a year.
That's my thing. I'm with you because my thing is in the NFL, those windows, they close, man. Like you feel right now, oh, you made the playoffs. You're one with McDaniel. You'll get back. Bro, Sperano, same thing. I'm not comparing Mike McDaniel to Tony Sperano or Adam Gase, but just think about how we felt after those seasons, right? After the first year with Adam Gase, you're kind of sitting there like, hey, this is perfect. Like, we'll be back. No problem.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to close unless you have the guy who can carry it a little bit. And right now, Tua is a guy that you feel like, oh, he needs the star power, which is fine. So did, you know, one half of the Super Bowl this year in Jalen Hurts. It's the exact situation. They paid for a star wide receiver in AJ Brown. They drafted a star young receiver in Devontae Smith. And they, you know, the only difference is their offensive line is amazing and the Dolphins is still shaky. By the way, what's your take on them getting rid of this tush push? I just said that because I want to say tush push on the podcast.
Tush push. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to get rid of it
just because I don't want to get rid of the term tush push.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I'm indifferent. Like it's not like a huge deal to me, you know, like.
So is Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel said he doesn't think they should get rid of it today. I was proud of him. I was like, hey, good for you, McCoachin.
Do you think he calls it a tush push?
No way. But I hope somebody does run that past him because it's a great name.
They ran it a couple times with, who was it? Durham Smythe. Right?
Durham like Smythe,
a couple
times. Yes. Yes. It wasn't a full tush push. It was, but yes, it was a mini version of that. Less beefy.